Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question, did the Chiefs ever play a playoff game on the Monday night game?
I don't think they did.
Why do I feel like they had?
Because they've screwed us with everything else over the years. I just assumed that we played a Monday night playoff game at some point, but I don't think that we did. I don't think that we did, because Dusty in the break goes, why are we doing this Monday night playoff game, right? Why not three on Saturday and three on Sunday? And that's the way that I am. I'm with Dusty 100% on this one. I think it's stupid to have a Monday night playoff game. It really is, and I hate to use like this lame term, if you will, but it is a strategic disadvantage to the team that wins that Monday night game. The team that they are playing, potentially, guys, could have played Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, they could have played Saturday. And so that team now has two full more days of rest, two full more days of preparation, two more full days to get ready than that team that's playing on Monday night, not Monday at noon. We're talking Monday night. And so that is just, to me, a very big disadvantage for the team that ultimately wins that Monday night game. Even if they play a team that played on Sunday, they're still playing a team that has an extra day of rest and is getting ready for the next game while they're still getting ready for their first game. And in the postseason in the NFL, where it's a single elimination, yeah, I'm with you, Dusty, man. Play these games on Saturday. This Monday night thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, because there's no college football on Saturday. They play Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday's wide open. But yet, and again, I'm just being an impatient a-hole. But, like, we're going to wait until, what, 3:30 for the first game? Like, you're just going to wait and wait. Or you could have that normal slate where it's new.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Noon 3:30, 7:15. Noon 3:30, 7:15. Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday you're like, all right, now it's like Monday, it's like, oh, we gotta wait for one more.
Yeah.
You know, are we going to Pittsburgh or is Houston coming to, you know, our area? I don't know. Maybe it's unnecessary griping, but
no, it's legitimate griping because you start to factor in and really look at what matters. You know, when we talk about sports, money, and that's all that matters. It's not about the product on the field at all. It's about the television dollars and the money that these networks are going to pay for these games. And if somebody offered the NFL $32 million, an extra million a team to have a Tuesday night playoff game, well, by God, the NFL would probably sign up and have you have a Tuesday night playoff game, because that's what it's all about. I think sometimes, unfortunately, we as sports fans get lost and think that, oh, what matters should be the on the field stuff. And it should. Having a 2-day advantage in the postseason over an opponent is blasphemy. It's really ridiculous that the NFL allows that.
Somebody in the text line says, I'm with you guys. Monday night sucks. We did play quite a few of Saturday playoff games, though.
Yeah.
And then it says, we got a thanks coach. They did say thanks coach.
Okay.
Both teams that will win still have the same amount of days of rest when it comes to their next game. Thanks coach. And then someone just says, the NFL is just greedy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
To me, it's just like a lackluster, right? To me, the Monday night game on the NFL playoff schedule seems like when you were a kid, if you ever went to like a lake house or something like that, and your dad's like, we're gonna hang out and then we'll leave at 4. You're like, Dad, it's 3.5-hour drive home. I'd rather get up and go. I don't want to linger out and wait. Like, I don't want to drive back in wet swim trunks. I don't want to have the weekend's done.
It's done.
Like, we don't need to wait until Monday night. Yep. But again, here we are. Speaking of advantages of having time, the Chiefs have a lot of time to really kind of get down on this draft. As we heard Spags say it earlier this past couple weeks, they're going to have more time to kind of evaluate and look at things. And what is the plan for the Kansas City Chiefs going into the offseason, offense, defense, whatever it may be?
But let me ask you something real fast. Do you think they need a kicker?
I think
because you said offense, defense, and I immediately wanted to go special teams, and that's why I thought
it's not in the top five massive needs for me, but I do believe in in-house competition, and I think Harrison Butker has had that comfortability, and also age is undefeated, and eventually it's going to find its way into it. But if I'm being honest, I saw what happened with Baltimore, and I think I still trust Harrison Butker to kick a ball through the uprights in a playoff game that matters.
Yeah, I think I do too.
But I don't think that's where their top, six needs are in the offseason.
No, I don't think so either, but I was just
wondering. I think it's D-line, running back, wide receiver, offensive line, maybe an option later on in the draft.
Yeah. Linebacker, secondary. Yeah, I mean, so we just named every position group. field. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, guys, there are a lot of holes on this team right now. And I was talking to some folks over the break about what the offseason plan is going to be. And here's what I kind of gathered, you know, from the information I was given about what their offseason plan is going to be. I'm just going to give it to you. You can agree with it. You can disagree with it. However you guys want to do it, don't shoot the messenger, you know, type of things. But pre-draft, I'm told that this organization wants to get a running back, two defensive tackles, and a defensive end. Now, the problem is with the defensive tackles, from what I understand from the talent evaluators of the world, this isn't me, this is what I'm just regurgitating, they don't feel there's a lot of great talent in a free agent market for defensive tackles, so they're going to have to get creative in that market for a defensive tackle. There is going to be a lot of roster movement going on for the Kansas City Chiefs. So before the draft even starts, they want to have their running back in place, they want to have two more defensive tackles and a defensive end in place. I mean, that's a big haul in quote-unquote free agency slash the trade market. That's your window of opportunity, basically, that starts on March 15th and goes to, you know, March 17th. When it's all, you know, said and done. In baseball, it would go until, you know, opening day. But in the NFL, that's the hit it and quit it quite, you know, type stuff. So they want to go out there and they want to really hit it hard in free agency and in the trade market with those positions. And I think those are positions that you need to hit hard in the trade market slash free agency period. Everybody knows the running back is a major need here in Kansas City. We've got to get that running back here in KC, and they do need more help along the defensive line. I don't know what you guys thought about the defensive line this year, but to me, that thing looked old. It looked tired. It looked slow. It was a step short every single time until like the last game of the year when Chris Jones found an extra gear and got some sacks, you know, in that game against the Oakland Raiders. Now,
he had a defensive line this year?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. I don't know. I really don't know.
Gelati was a stud.
He played good at the end.
Gelati was okay until he got hurt.
He got hurt. We didn't allow those guys to really get enough playing time. Obviously, Norman Lear with the injury, you can't factor that in. But Ashton Gelati should have been playing a hell of a lot more. Mm-hmm. So the running back position, they feel, should be an easy fix. There's going to be plenty of running backs out there. I think a lot of guys, you know, understand what this offense can be. It's still Kansas City. It's still Patrick Mahomes. It's still Andy Reid. You probably want to come here and play. Jalen Moore is going to be your starting right tackle next year. They've got plans for Jalen Moore being your, you guys good with that?
Yeah,
I'm good
with
that, right? You feel good with that?
Sounds
right?
Awesome.
Yeah, I feel pretty good with that.
I have no issues with the O-line.
I don't either, but I mean, something wasn't right. Okay. Like, and I don't know if that's just the quarterback bailing early or the continuity never got there, but you're kind of with me.
Tackle missed five games.
Yeah. Like, it was just, there was something, like, if everybody's healthy and good to go, it should be good, but it still felt like there was something not right about that offensive line. I don't know. That's just the way I felt.
I think our offensive line is overrated.
I don't disagree with you.
I think it's
really
fine.
Don't.
I don't think it's a top five offensive line in the league.
I think that's a great
point.
For the
money that is invested in that offensive line, it should be better.
I agree.
That's just my personal opinion.
I don't
think
you've seen it. Anyone has seen it at its full potential. So I don't think we can really overrate it or underrate it. We haven't seen it. You saw it for a few weeks with a rookie left tackle who was just getting the hang of it, a guy who had never played left guard. They had never played together, all five of these guys, which we know that takes weeks, months to even really
Years.
Figure that out. Gel. It takes a couple months to really gel and figure that out. And then, of course, guys missing time, injuries, all that stuff. I'm not worried about the offensive line.
Okay, and then you look at the draft. They think there's good depth at wide receiver, good depth at offensive line, good depth at linebacker, and good depth at safety, too. And I know that's not like a sexy position for a lot of people, but the safety position, for whatever reason, is kind of popping, you know, when you start to look at mock drafts. And Bleacher Report had this kid from Ohio State, Clive Davis or something like that, you know. as the guy. And not
Hell
only
yes.
did they say he's the best defensive safety, Bleacher Report said he may be the best player in the draft. And they had him mocked to the Chiefs at number 9. If you can get a guy that's not only the best at his position, but arguably the best player in the draft at number 9, that's a hell of a spot. And yes, the Chiefs will be able to get one of those top picks at number 9. They think they're in very good position right now to get a guy that they want at number 9, because you know at least two quarterbacks are going to go ahead of them.
One for sure, depending on what Dante Moore does.
Right, yeah.
As we heard, again, that's just McShay talking about, you know, how he doesn't want to go to the Jets. The guy that I want, that I think solves a lot of your problems, is Reuben Bain out of Miami. I think he's going to go higher than 9. I think he might be a top 5 pick, might be the 5th overall pick. But Reuben Bain, watch him play when Miami plays against Ole Miss. Watch that guy play.
Yeah, he's really good.
6'3", 270 edge rusher. You want that red ass, you want that badass on the edge? Go watch Reuben Bain play for Miami.
I've seen him mock to the Chiefs a couple of times, too.
I'd be satisfied.
I've also seen him mock to the Titans. I've seen him mock to the Giants. I've seen him mock to almost every team in the top five.
Reuben Bain's with Burns and Abdul Carter.
Yeah, that'd be nuts. They don't need to do that.
You don't need to, but you know what?
If you could,
and you should.
Philadelphia did it.
That's exactly right. You got a position that is this close to being dynamic, and you can truly make that position dynamic. I think you go and do that. You're right. The Philadelphia thing, or you know, the Legion of Zoom up in, you know, in Seattle when it was running in its heyday, or teams that stack offensive weapons like the Chiefs did for a while. You know, like you want to go to one of those teams. Yeah, I think that would be a good pick by the Giants.
Give me David Bailey out of Texas Tech, same position as Bain.
Not mad about it.
20 pounds lighter.
I want an edge rusher. I don't want anything else. I think you can go find your core players that are skill players in free agency, and if you want, you know, Clark to open the checkbook and spend money. I think if you want something that is secure, you go find a free agent wide receiver and you find a free agent running back. You've said Breece Hall. There will be receivers that will be free agents. And then you go build your draft on guys that seem to kind of figure it out in the league that are drafted that high and DNs and defensive tackles.
Yeah, you got to go defensive end in this draft, I think. I should say that, but what if Bailey and what's his name from Miami are taken before number 9? Then you don't want to reach, and that's the problem people get into, is like, we've got to have a defensive end, and then you're picking 9, and you've got the best possible player on the board at safety, or you've got the third best defensive end on the board. You've got to take the best player.
If you had a serious defensive line on this year's Kansas City Chiefs team, they would have started out 8-0. They'd have probably won that Chargers game. They'd have won that Philadelphia game. They would have won that Jacksonville game. And then they would have been going into week 9 as 8-0 because they would have had a defensive line presence.
And I think that's also why they want to address that in free agency more than anything, or via trades. I think we're going to see trades, guys. I think we're going to see a lot of movement, you know, on this roster. And I think there's going to be at least one big trade that has everybody going, oh my, that was huge. And the Chiefs were involved. And maybe it's Myles Garrett. Maybe it's not. If I'm Myles Garrett, I'm saying, I'm out, man. I'm done. I don't care who my next head coach is. I don't want to be in this Cleveland, you know, filth pit anymore. I got to get the hell out of here.
Can ask Binkley tomorrow.
We will. And we will dive in with Danan Hughes one more time. Will his phone work? We'll find out next year on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
We're back at it on a glorious Tuesday here in Kansas City. It is time to talk to Danan Hughes. It's brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light, crisp beer. Mac, put him on the line for me, please. Danan, how are you, my friend?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I can't complain. The holidays are complete. The off season is here, and you know, we get to sit back and kind of watch some football. We're not used to this, and I don't want to get used to this, though. You know.
Yes, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I'm looking at my calendar on my phone because I'm one of those guys that lives and dies by his calendar.
Right.
And noticed that it was pretty empty for January, which was uncommon as well. So, trying to figure things out, I've been running around the house with scissors in my hand, so I'm living recklessly now.
Yeah, well, you are. So let's look back though at this season. I mean, 6-11, it stinks. There's no other way to kind of, you know, sum it up. But what are kind of your final thoughts and takeaways of what this was?
You know what? It's kind of been a little bit of a tug of war in my brain in regards to buying into the philosophy of an overhaul or realizing we're not that far off. And I think, you know, most teams around the NFL, had they had this season after the successes of last season, would look and say, you know what, we just keep losing close games, so we're not that far off. If we just find a little piece here or a little piece there and Patrick Mahomes is healthy, we'll be fine. I don't know if that's the case. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll need some time, like Travis Kelce, need time away from it to think about it and to mull things over, because I feel like there's some glaring areas that need to be addressed. I think, you know, if we're talking about Christmas presents, late Christmas presents, I would say a taller wide receiver. I think you and I have talked about this in the past, where you're seeing the successes of teams. Yeah, there are a smattering of receivers that are 5'9" to 6' that run across the middle, and you're able to use picks and crossing routes and all of those different nuances to get them open. But then the successful teams or the successful offenses have some trees outside, some taller 6'2", 6'3", 6'4" guys on the outside of the numbers that can win one-on-one. So I guess, you know, for me, I'm just looking at it like, okay, how can we be better, significantly better, because we've set that standard so high, as opposed to just feeling like we're just a little bit off and we just need healthy guys and we'll be okay. So that's just one area. You know, I think the other glaring area is a pass rush. Like, it's no mistake, it's no coincidence that, you know, the deficiencies of this team come by way of third and long and us not being able to get off the field. And it showed itself again against the Raiders, which made it even more clear that we need somebody up front, part of that four-man rush that can impose some havoc in the opponent's backfield on third and obvious situations, and we didn't have that this year.
When you look at this roster moving forward, and you saw what this roster was this year, Danan, is it okay to think that, and I know you said it earlier, that this team's not close to, you know, getting that Super Bowl roster, like, is it more so they need to have offensive firepower and get back to what it was, or is it more so like use what you've used before? Because everybody also in the draft in the past has kind of zigged where the Chiefs have zagged, right? Denver went defensively, the Chargers went defensively, and now the Chiefs are kind of the odd man out for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah, I think what we've seen over the last 10 years is teams drafting and acquiring talent specifically to counter us. And you kind of had to figure at some point it was going to be successful. Now, to our credit, it's not like we've been blown out of games where we can say, you know what, that team has gotten significantly better than us, and now we're going to be climbing up the hill trying to catch them again. I don't think we're that far off. But the cool thing is, it's kind of one of those deals, and Dusty, I know you're a golfer, it's kind of one of those deals where if you consistently slice, that's actually not a bad thing to happen, because it's one area that you need to fix. It's the duffs and the hooks and the slices, and every shot is kind of a circus. I feel like that's the case. Like, we're talking about losing against the Raiders the exact way, in most respects, as we lost against the Chargers in week one. And yeah, there's only but so much you can do as far as improving throughout the season. Once the season starts, you know, you're on a roller coaster. But I think the cool thing is that, okay, what we thought was going to be an issue that hopefully it could get cleaned up in the beginning was the issue at the end. And now we can clearly address it. And I think that makes the job easier for Brett Veach and the rest of the scouting department. And, okay, like, guys, it's not rocket science. Let's not make this harder than it is. And other teams have caught up, probably more in psyche and not being afraid of us, or not feeling like they're out of the games, or not feeling like Patrick Mahomes is going to create magic as much as he's done in the past. And now we got to counter that. We got to overcome that. And I feel like a chip on our shoulder with a 6-11 record, not a 10-6 and barely missing the playoffs, but a 6-11 clearly missing the playoffs with a top 10 draft pick is the way that, you know, there's no excuses anymore.
Yeah, Danan, you'd mentioned, you know, tall wide receiver, pass rush. Where are you on the running back? I think that needs to be a major addition for this offseason.
You know what? It's interesting, because if you look at all the top running backs in the NFL this year, I want to say, I shouldn't say all, but a large majority of the top running backs this year in the NFL were not first round picks. Second round picks. I went through the list last week. I think I was on with Gold, and I went through the list. It was, you know, the Derrick Henry second round picks. It was third round picks, fifth round picks, undrafted free agents, and Rico Dowdell and other guys, DeAndre Swift, second round pick. Like, so I'm not totally sold on a first round pick is absolutely necessary at the running back position. What I am sold on is that we need to have a guy that has the threat of taking a handoff and going 50 yards, taking a swing pass and going 70 yards. Having that threat is going to be huge, especially if we don't have Travis Kelce, which no one knows at this point. But if you don't have that safety valve, you need somebody that's going to be a threat to move the chains, and you got to account for. Because I feel like with all the window dressing offense that we do, where guys are moving in motion and we're running pick routes and crossing routes, and you're trying to run mesh routes and get guys bumped off of each other, you need to have that running back be a part of it. Look at some of the successes of the teams that are in the playoffs now. They have running backs coming out of the backfield, catching passes downfield, the Christian McCaffreys that are isolated against linebackers and winning one-on-ones in the red zone in the passing game. I mean, how much, especially if we don't know the status of Patrick Mahomes going into the season, how much of an asset that would be. So, yeah, a game-breaking running back would be huge, but I'm not sure about, and I'm totally not sold yet, on a first-round pick and utilizing it for him.
Dana, we talk about how important the draft is this year and kind of to rebuild this franchise to get it back to where it needs to be. How much importance is there this offseason with 15 when it comes to maybe getting some of his key components back to his game? You mentioned golf earlier with the yips and fixing the slice. I think that's kind of where we're at with Mahomes. Like, we don't see the effectiveness of the deep ball. Maybe you can blame some of that on wide receiver. Maybe you can blame some of that on offensive scheme. Is there maybe some yips in his swing and coming off of an injury that's pretty catastrophic? How do you put focus into that while also focusing on rebuilding this team?
Well, I think one aspect of that is the rehab process for Patrick Mahomes can be like a cleansing process, because you're not in a rush to get on the field. I mean, we've seen the videos in the past of Patrick, you know, 1 week after the Super Bowl or 1 week after the AFC Championship, going to work with his private trainer and putting those videos out that he's working towards the next season. Well, right now he's going to be rehabbing towards the next season. And I think that can be a good thing from a mental standpoint. You guys have talked about a reset button, not a rebuild, but a reset button. And I feel like he might need it just as much or more than anybody else on this roster. And to be relegated to rehabbing an injury and watching film and watching your feet and getting your mind right in regards to being 2021 Patrick Mahomes. There were some clips on Twitter a few weeks ago about some of the passes and the patience that he's displayed in the pocket, and, you know, the lack of willingness to exit the pocket so quickly, and the deep balls and the accuracy and the taking the chances with wide receivers down the field, the calmness of his feet. This might be the opportunity, because he has no other option because of the rehab process but to just kind of sit and chill and get his body right, which also could mean getting his mind right in regards to, you know, reverting back to that perfect form. Because I think that's of the best. I won't say it was the actual best, but it was of the best quarterbacking that we've seen from Patrick Mahomes with him in the pocket. I think he makes magic, and I'm sure there's a lot of people and fans out there that will remember, you know, the left-handed pass and a no-look pass as he's running for his life and throwing across his body against the Baltimore Ravens here at Arrowhead Stadium on fourth down, hitting Tyreek Hill. All the magical plays that are outside the pocket, but some of the greatest plays that he's made were the ones that were inside the pocket, and I think that's where he's going to have to live. When you watch Josh Allen play, I mean, he's playing really good quarterback play. Trevor Lawrence, really good quarterback play. Most of their magic is happening from the pocket and patient with their feet. And I think that's where Patrick has to get back to.
How do you do that?
I think it all starts with your head, everything between your ears. And he has no other option right now. When you have a knee brace on and you are relegated to rehab and it's a step-by-step process and you can't go from, you got to go from A to Z and you can't jump a few letters. You just have to be dialed into the rehab process, and every day is part of a routine. Once you start to be able to soak up football again in between those sessions, then you'll be able to see. And I think great coaching, mentorship, people in his ear will be able to say, hey, you know, while we're sitting here and you got this machine on your knee that's helping you with rotation and you know, getting the scar tissue out and all that stuff that happens with the rehab, let's watch this tape of this year. And what do you think was different between 2020 and 2021? Okay, now let's look at 21 to 22. And being a player in that locker room, you are conditioned. Like, it is part of your everyday being to watch film, to soak up film, and to learn from film. Like, that's everything about being an athlete is film watching and analysis and breakdowns and, you know, all of that as far as being a component of the game. And now he's relegated to just doing that. So to me, it's going to start between his ears. He's going to have to buy into it, and he's going to have people in his ear and sitting with him that's going to be able to say, you know what, I know you're great. I know part of being great is having an ego and knowing that you're great and believing certain things about you. But here are some things on film, because the film don't lie. Here are some things on film that we need to address to make you better, to get back to the form that you were, not just physically with your knee, but mentally, psychologically, with you, the way you approach the game.
Well, Dana, we appreciate it, man. I hope you enjoy the time off and a nice little break for you for the first time in a while. So God bless to you and your family, man, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Yeah, I'll put the scissors down. Finally, I'm Please. Not running around, guys.
Good.
I don't know what else to do with myself in January, but I'll figure it out.
Go play golf. It's going to be 60 all week.
There you go. All right.
That's Dana Hughes for you right there, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light, crisp beer.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. Let's do it on a Tuesday. We love those. Could have done this yesterday, but, you know, I didn't want to, but we should. One word on this Chiefs season as a whole.
Well, I think disappointing is the word to use, or the other word to use is over. And I think a lot of people are okay that this season is over. I'm glad this season is over. I think we all need the break right now, you know, of where this team is. But again, I don't want to be in this position next year. So over or disappointing are the two words that I would use.
Realization.
That's a good word.
Yeah, I would say realization is this word, because it's not going to be, you don't stay at the top forever. The NFL is too competitive. It's too good. It's too talented. And that's a realization that you're not invincible. Like, you got to have some sort of gut check moment, some sort of humiliation. And sometimes that can make you better than you ever were before. So getting thrown out at home plate didn't happen for the Royals, but they lost. They came back the next year, won the entire thing the next year in the World Series. Getting humiliated like that, maybe that's what the Chiefs needed.
Let's hope so. They do have a lot of work to do, as Dana outlined pretty beautifully throughout that segment with you guys. One word on Black Monday, 6 openings, 4 created yesterday, I believe. One word.
Typical. And the reason I use the word typical, because it's the same teams that are hiring again. The Giants, the Cardinals, the Raiders, you know, all of these teams that have been hiring coaches every other year. So it's typical as we sit here right now.
Yeah, turnover, right? We've seen it before. We'll see it again. We're seeing it now. Look at Jacksonville. Look at Carolina. Hell, look at Indianapolis. Look at all these teams that, you know, changed coaches, and now it seems to work. So this is going to happen. This is the NFL. If you can't win, we will find somebody who will.
There's going to be a lot of new names upcoming in the next few weeks. It's going to be fun to watch what happens there. Snoop Dogg, you know, American treasure, one of the best. He was on Warriors versus Clippers last night with Reggie Miller. This was him on the call.
Kawhi under control.
Oh, good hands. Good hands. They've been ripping them all day. Cookies and cream. They open up a cookie shop on it. To the rack, Jimmy.
Wait, you got him. He's not going to be all right the rest of the night. You know that, right?
I don't know if I'm going to make it the rest of the night. Cookies and cream. Okay, I like it.
More is the one word that I will use. Yeah. We need more Snoop Dogg on games. We need more people that are entertaining behind the mic on games. We've got to think outside the box. I love the fact that Snoop Dogg's part of the NBA coverage, the Olympic coverage. It's just fun and enjoyable to listen to him.
I'd say relatable. I think a lot of things in the world today are revolved around streaming, terminology, gameplay. That's relatable for a lot of people. Not only that, if you aren't in the gaming industry or you aren't into that sort of lifestyle because you're older or you're not about it, Snoop Dogg is still relatable for you because Snoop Dogg is absolutely entertaining, fun, and relatable. Cookies and cream, man.
Cookies and cream, man. There's Jimmy to the rack. All right, we've got over to baseball, from football to basketball to baseball. We'll go back to football here in one word. We go all over the place. How about a power play in baseball? These were two Marlins players, I believe, at a hockey game discussing. Well, they were just kind of having fun watching the hockey game, but then they kind of were like, what would that be like?
What if they brought a power play to baseball? What do you think about that? Like pitch clock violation, like an infielder, go to the bench. Take an infielder out.
It'd be kind of dope. It'd actually be kind of fire.
I kind of would like that.
Which one are you getting rid of, though? You get the pick?
You got to keep first base.
Yeah, you have to keep first.
I'm taking out, like, shortstop for sure.
Taking short?
Half a ground ball. Double.
I think that's a fun conversation.
Very.
You know, somebody sent that to me, I think kind of mocking it, like, this is what they're talking about, but I'm like, I actually like that conversation, and I like the merging of the sports, if you will. It was the Winter Classic in Miami, of all places, right? And two Marlins players were sitting courtside there, ice side, you know, talking about what was going on. I really like the idea. So the one word that I'm going to use, again, kind of goes back to what we've been talking about, fun. How fun would it be if there was a pitch clock violation and the batter got to choose which fielder went off the field for his entire at bat? That would be fun.
Would be.
My one word would be garage. That's what those guys sounded like. It doesn't work in baseball. It never would. I get it. You know, try to invent the game to a new level. Baseball's doing a good job at that. But, I mean, we have to go back and look at how many pitch clock violations there were.
There's not as many as I think.
It really isn't.
There's not.
So, I mean, sounds like a garage topic to me.
Sounds fire.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
All right, fire.
Pick the player you want off the field. Son of a gun, throw the pitch.
But why can't it be the first baseman?
I know, not the first baseman. I'm like, well, that's the one I'd want.
Yeah, that would be the obvious choice. Right? I'd go shortstop if you're taking first baseman out. Yeah, shortstop, second base, just somebody up the middle, or maybe center fielder.
I was going to say, it should be anybody on the field. I would take away the center fielder.
They also said hockey was the hardest sport.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Try to skate.
Yep.
Watch out from getting killed.
Yeah, exactly.
And then try to hit a puck the size of your fist.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, there's nothing harder.
Let alone just stand on skates on ice and be fast and be athletic. No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, a guy that might take the Cleveland Browns job because it makes sense. I didn't come up with it. It's a theory going around the internet here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Shout out to Danon Hughes for joining us all year. Loved him this year more than any other year. Not that I didn't love him in the past, but thought he was really good this year. When the team was struggling, and it's not always just, hey, what'd you think about that win? What do you think about the playoffs? What do you think about this? Here's what I'm going to tell you about what I think now.
He was very critical, I thought, of Patrick Mahomes and the way that he needs to get better this offseason. I didn't expect Danon to go really in-depth on, you know, Patrick Mahomes needing to get better, but I'm glad he did, because sometimes the obvious hurts, you know, when you have to say this guy needs to get better. And I just keep going back to something that Dusty said, like the offensive line, maybe an overrated offensive line. I don't disagree necessarily with that. With the way that they're paid, you would think it would be just a cohesive unit. But then again, we've had injuries and all this kind of stuff. But I always go back to Patrick Mahomes. Like, even if that offensive line was there, would he have allowed that offensive line to give him the time, or would he have been bailing out? And I think it is an important offseason for Patrick Mahomes to kind of figure that out, because I think we all talked about it throughout the year. He's bailing early on this kind of stuff. I don't know what you guys think about that, but I just thought that was very eye-opening from Dana. Basically, Mahomes needs to get better, and he's got the opportunity to do that now with this knee injury to truly evaluate his game.
Yeah, and when I say overrated, I just don't think that, like, when people look at the offensive line, they're like, oh, it's fine, it's one of the best. Like, I don't know if it's one of the best.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't think it's as good as people praise it to be, because how much of the offensive line is the running game on? Now, I know they don't run the ball a ton, and they don't have maybe an electric runner, but at some point, like, again, like, it's okay to be critical of things when things don't go the way they're supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid is praised for everything that he's done. This year has been a critical year for Andy Reid because he didn't do things right the way that he's done in the past. The offensive line could get better. Everybody could get better. And I just think that sometimes we look at the offensive line like, no issue. It's like, okay. And Max Wright as well. Like, they didn't really have the full offensive line this year. But when is that ever going to happen? Like, we haven't seen that since 2003. 18?
I'd have to look back, but it feels like 2023.
Where everybody played together for the entire...
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking about the offensive line, though, guys, for a while. Like, since Eric Fisher... Yes, I was going to say, since Eric Fisher left, we've been talking about this offensive line and where it needs to be and where it's not for a very long time. And I think, you know, how could it not be human nature if you're Patrick Mahomes to have that same type of feeling where every year there's somebody new at left tackle and you don't know if that gentleman is going to give you that opportunity. And your first instinct is, we've all been there in those situations, your first instinct is panic as opposed to calm down, because it's easier to panic and go than it is to calm down and assess that situation. And I think there have been times, at least in my opinion, and I'm a very novice eye, obviously, I didn't play, but I look at him like, why is he already out of the pocket? Like, why are we not giving this an opportunity to develop? And Dusty asked about the downfield passes and whatnot. Are those not happening because of the wide receivers? Are those not happening because the quarterback is bailing on the play before they get an opportunity to even get themselves a chance to get open down the field? And I don't know what the right answer is, but I can tell you it's probably a combination of all of that.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I would say with the O-line, a lot of the issues that we talked about this year specifically were on that right tackle side. And as you mentioned, Juwan Taylor, not next year. So
a lot
of those immediately eradicated.
Yeah, and you didn't find a full substitute for Tooney, but I think that he still did very well in Suamataia at left guard.
He was serviceable, reliable.
And that was his first year, so give him some time. Josh Simmons hopefully, you know, gets back and plays a full year at left tackle. But again, it's also part of Mahomes too, man.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a battery, mate, right? Yeah. Like, you can blame 100%. Your catcher or your pitcher. If they're not on the same page and they don't trust each other, it's not going to work. It just will not. Here's something that could work, and it's a hot take, but I saw some of this yesterday on the internet. You know how you can make the Cleveland Browns interesting?
How's that?
Who's their starting quarterback?
Deion Sanders? Shador Sanders?
Who's his dad?
Yeah, Deion. I think you should hire Deion.
Who do they want out of Colorado? You talk about quick, life comes at you fast.
Yes, it does.
Colorado not doing what they thought they'd be doing with Deion Sanders. You know what you do in Cleveland, which is already a dumpster fire of an organization? Why not?
Hello, America.
Yeah, I have no problem with this. I was thinking about it yesterday, too. I'm like, why don't you? They had all the odds out yesterday of who's going to land where for what head coach and whatnot, right? And Deion's in like every you know, team's odds to be the head coach. And I'm like, he should be the head coach of Cleveland. Let's just throw this thing into the wind like we want to and make Deion Sanders the head coach in Cleveland and see what he can do. At least it would be entertaining. It's a lot more entertaining than what they have going on right now. It would be must-watch television. People would be buying tickets to go watch this thing. It would probably last a year, and that's fine. That's the shelf life of something like this. But why the hell not at this point in time, if you're the Cleveland Browns, what are your other options out there? You literally just fired the guy who may be the hottest candidate for a head coaching job, right? Like, you just got rid of a guy that every other team is like, we'll take him and we'll interview him. So what else you got going for you? And the other thing is, what person in their right mind is going to want to go work for the Cleveland Browns because of that owner and how awful he is at owning that team. Oh, and oh, by the way, Deshaun Watson is still around, right? And you got Shedeur Sanders. Deion may be the only guy that's willing to take that job unless Jordan Hudson gets Bill Belichick an interview, and that could be a possibility too.
Ooh, yeah, because apparently they're eyeing NFL openings, but I don't know if NFL openings are look, I'm eyeing the 9.5 across the bar. I don't think she's eyeing me.
Get bent.
But I think that this is one of those situations where why not, right? Cleveland is not doing anything next year of significance. Probably not doing anything in the next few years of significance. Myles Garrett is aging out, had his career year, had one of the greatest years we've ever seen a defensive player make. Their wide receiver one is Jerry Jeudy. Mm-hmm. Their running back is who?
Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, who is a rookie.
Yep.
So it's going to, you know, we'll see what he can do in the future. They do have a swell little tight end they found. Njoku will be gone, but they have this...
Harold Fannin.
And then they have, what's his name? Cedric Tillman, is that his name?
Oh, yeah, Cedric Tillman.
Lee Summit kid.
Really?
I believe so.
Cool.
I think so. Yeah, that could be wrong.
He's fun. He's but not bad.
Why not, if you're going to absolutely try to change the face of your organization, and it may fail catastrophically, but what does it not fail for Cleveland? You literally have nothing to lose. You want to bring entertainment? You want to bring money to your stadium? You want to bring people to the game that can actually have, you know, now dog faces with cowboy hats on. I don't know if Deion brings a cowboy hat over. Could you imagine dog faces with the Deion shades, that's, with the prime jerseys, and everybody's holding up the watch and they go 9-8?
Yeah, but I don't know that Cleveland's going to find anybody better to take that job, guys. I really don't.
Could they convince Mike McCarthy?
Why would you, if you're Mike McCarthy, want to take that job?
Because maybe no one else is going to hire him?
Yeah, well, maybe the Giants might, but other than that, I mean, but even still, just because nobody else will hire you doesn't mean you want to go coach the Cleveland Browns. I mean, you know, we've seen that script before. I don't know how they're going to hire anybody with any sort of background and any sort of knowledge and any sort of, you know, competition. Like, I really think, like, the Cleveland Browns, their best guy that they could hire would be Deion Sanders at this point in time, because he can work with Shedeur and make that thing work for a year or two and see what happens. You can do worse than Deion, obviously, but I don't know if you're going to do better than Deion Sanders to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. No self-respecting coach wants that job. You're set up to fail.
Somebody says, biggest Browns fan in Kansas City here. No to Deion, yes to Jim Schwartz. That's boring.
Jim Schwartz was the coach in Cleveland at one point, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. He was.
And in Detroit, too, right?
Yeah.
Believe so.
He's their defensive coordinator
DC.
Now.
Yeah.
And where?
Good
Cleveland. Okay.
Good defensive coordinator,
obviously. Yeah, but doesn't mean he's a good head coach.
No.
I love this from the 913. Are you on drugs? Deion is a terrible coach, and his son is trash. Can we have fun?
That guy's an idiot, man.
Did you miss the whole, you know, Snoop Dogg conversation?
Yeah.
Probably earlier. You did. You had to go back and listen to the podcast. We're trying to have fun in sports, man. And if you can't have fun in sports, then maybe sports isn't for you. Like, if you're getting mad that we're talking about Deion being the coach of the Cleveland Browns, check your fun card, man. Like, do you have one?
Somebody says from 816, $10 million, and I'll coach the Browns. And Dusty, you can be my managing GM.
Oh, my.
I would do it. Why not? I could probably come up with a few things better than what the Browns have done in the last couple of years.
Yeah, but the Browns GM, this is how bad ownership is. He has got them snowballed to think that he's doing a good job there, because the leading rusher, receiver, and passer are all rookies. Well, that's because you had nobody else on your team.
Are you on drugs?
I like when people get mad about that kind of stuff. It's a great conversation. And Deion Sanders would be a hell of a hire for an entertainment league. That's what the league's about. Entertaining. How do you entertain? Entertaining personalities. Find me somebody more entertaining than Deion.
I just think it'd be great for Cleveland. There's a little bit of matching there. Like, go coach your son. Why not? You were in the NFL. You're a legend. Go see if it works. Colorado doesn't want you anymore. Why not? Let's have fun.
And with Dusty Likens' first pick in the NFL draft, Diego Bob.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're Cleveland, you still... I mean, would you rather go to Cleveland or the Jets?
Jets. I'm living in New York.
That's fair.
Yep.
Kevin Costner did it. I could do it. Coming up on the other side, Bob's Bonehead of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karloftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bing dong. We've done your homework.